We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. And the big news from Monday is the news we expected today. President Obama announcing that General Motors will follow the path of Chrysler and enter into Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. In fact, that process started today. Obama says that the government will continue to fund Chrysler with loans throughout this bankruptcy process, which will probably total about $30 billion. He also says when GM emerges from this process, the government will be the majority stakeholder at roughly 60% of the operations. Obama says that this is a difficult time for GM and the auto industry, but these steps right now will make for a brighter future.
So I'm confident that the steps I'm announcing today will mark the end of an old GM and the beginning of a new GM. A new GM that can produce the high-quality, safe, and fuel-efficient cars of tomorrow. That can lead America towards an energy-independent future, and that is once more a symbol of America's success.
Obama says he also made it clear through his automotive task force to GM executives that if automakers and their executives made some difficult decisions, that the government would stand behind them.
Decided then that if GM and Chrysler and their stakeholders were willing to sacrifice for their company's survival and success, if they were willing to take the difficult but necessary steps to restructure and make themselves stronger, leaner, and more competitive, then the United States government would stand behind them.
President Obama says that General Motors originally came forward with a restructuring plan in February that was ultimately rejected by the government, and they were told by Obama and his team to go back and try again, this time with some more specific instructions. Obama says that General Motors and Chrysler have good plans, but only the government can provide the help needed to make sure that they have the resources in place and the structure necessary to emerge stronger.
What we have then is a credible plan that is full of promise. But GM can't put this plan into effect on its own. Executing this plan will require a substantial amount of money that only a government can provide. Considering GM's extensive operations within their borders, the governments of Canada and Ontario have agreed to do their part with an investment in GM's future, and I want to thank them for doing so.
The president also tried to make it clear that although the government is the majority stakeholder now in General Motors, he has no interest in running the company.
What we are not doing, what I have no interest in doing, is running GM. GM will be run by a private board of directors and management team with a track record in American manufacturing that reflects a commitment to innovation and quality. They, and not the government, will call the shots and make the decisions about how to turn this company around. The federal government will refrain from exercising its rights as a shareholder in all but the most fundamental corporate decisions.
Meanwhile, GM is shutting down 14 of its plants by 2012 as part of its bankruptcy plan. The automaker said it will also close parts distribution centers in Boston, Columbus, and Jacksonville by the end of this year. GM added the plant closures will allow it to have lower fixed costs for every vehicle it sells. The first plants to close will be the GM stamping plant in Grand Rapids, Michigan this month, and an assembly plant in Wilmington, Delaware in July. An assembly plant in Pontiac, Michigan will close in October, and assembly plants in Lake Orion, Michigan and Spring Hill, Tennessee will be put on what GM calls standby capacity in September and November, respectively. Next year, the automaker will close plants in Mansfield, Ohio, Livonia, Flint, Willow Run, and Pontiac, Michigan, Parma, Ohio, and Fredericksburg, Virginia. GM CEO Fritz Henderson says today is clearly a difficult chapter in the history of his company, but he says it's also a very important day for the company. In reacting to the news, as announced by President Obama, that the company is in fact entering Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, Fritz Henderson says the automaker didn't have a choice. This had to be done.
With the full support of the U.S. and Canadian governments, the UAW, the CAW, and with the support of a majority of GM's unsecured bondholders.
Air France has revised its list of passengers on board a flight that is presumed to have crashed into the Atlantic Ocean overnight. The airline says there were two U.S. citizens on board after previously saying there were six Americans on the plane. The new information from the airline does not contain details on the 12 crew members. There were 216 passengers aboard the plane, with most being French and Brazilian. In offering condolences to passengers' families, Air France officials have indicated they do not expect to find any survivors. Better than expected manufacturing data for May and stronger economic news from China helped to fuel optimism on Wall Street today. The Dow up 221 points to 8721. The S&P 500 gaining 24 points to 943. The Nasdaq up 54 to close at 1829. Oil prices closing at a 7-month high of $68.58 per barrel. And the last survivor of the Titanic has passed away. 97-year-old Melvina Dean passing away in Southampton, the birthplace also of the Titanic. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll speak with airline expert David Field about the Air France crash into the Atlantic Ocean. We'll also speak with Amy Menefee of Patients United Now about the upcoming healthcare debate on Capitol Hill. And when we come back, we'll speak with General Motors executive John Smith about today's bankruptcy filing. Stay tuned.